This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I know you mentioned it earlier that they're just not going to be able to line up and play smash mouth with James Cook, but I think they have to start the game trying to do that. I really do. And then I think the other part that's important for Buffalo, let's get off to a fast start. Because if you get off to a fast start, Trevor's heart starts beating a little bit faster. He hasn't been in these situations as much as Josh has been in these situations, and we know how much playoff football is driven by the play of quarterbacks.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, from his podcast with Andrew Whitworth. We'll see them Saturday night, probably. Prime has
right.
Packers-Bears.
Righto. Yeah. I'm kind of unsettled. I twice this week, the same thing has happened to me. Slightly different circumstances around it, but the same end result, which was getting scared. Really, scared is too strong. Startled enough to like, huh, like that, right? Is that startled? That's not scared, but like, huh, what was that? Huh, by a William Shatner cutout.
Yeah, we have that here.
Our promotions director, there's been a lot going on here. We've been like reformatting the building. There's been construction going on. There's a lot going on. And this William Shatner cutout, it's like 6 feet tall. It's like life-size William Shatner.
Bill, yeah.
And Sam, I think, our promotions director, hangs lanyards around. There's like a collection of different events, whatever. Anyway, Shatner is outside of this office. And I think it was Monday I was out there. And I don't know why. I normally don't walk around with my phone. Like during commercial breaks, I'd go walk around just to get stiff just sitting here for 4 hours. So I like to walk around. You do too.
And I do.
But for some reason, I had my phone with me. And on Monday, it buzzed just as I was passing Shatner. I wasn't thinking about Shatner, but I stopped there. There's some desks set up there. And I'm on my phone like answering a text. With my back to Shatner.
Back to Shatner.
I had my back to Shatner.
You weren't thinking about Shatner.
I wasn't thinking about Shatner. I hadn't even really, seen Shatner, but, it wouldn't stand out because he's always there. Shatner's omnipresent.
Doesn't move.
Right. But I had my back to Shatner, and I'm texting, and I don't know if I caught a reflection in my phone or what happened, but I had this moment where I went, I turned around like someone was suddenly... Also working on this is that there's never anyone here, hardly during the day at all, but by this time of the day, there's no one here. Like, there's six people here, maybe, including the three of us, or four of us with G. There's maybe four other people. Anyway, whatever. There's just not
small
people.
Number.
So
not a lot.
That someone would be standing right behind me in a pretty narrow part of the building was weird, and it startled me, and I was like, oh, Shatner. Like, I muttered Shatner to myself after... Just now, no phone, I'm walking. I didn't stop, but I wasn't looking at Shatner. I was looking at something on my right, and then out of the corner of my eye, I like literally went, at Shatner twice. Shatner's got me twice in the last 3 days. I'm shook by Shatner. Shatner is shaking me.
I can't be the only person really enjoying how often you've said Shatner.
I feel like it's key to the whole bit here. That's why I'm continuing to say Shatner.
Are you a fan?
Of course. I don't care about Star Trek
Rocket
at
Man.
All. Rocket Man.
The Rocket Man
We watched Rocket Man at 3 in the morning after coming home from bars more times, I think, than any other group of people could have ever watched Rocket Man.
Mm-hmm.
This is the early, mid-80s. We used to watch that constantly. Like, something, we'd have people over, some beers after the bars. You got the Shatner VHS? Yeah, put it in.
literally going as far as to put a tape in to watch it. It's like 3 minutes long.
It was back in those days, yeah. Gotta go find it. And it was a horrible, grainy copy of it, but we would sit there and just, in our drunken and Lord knows what else amazement, like, look at this. It's amazing.
Recommend the Chris Elliott version of the Shatner version of Rocket Man, by the way.
I have never seen the Chris Elliott version of the Shatner version of Rocket Man.
Hilarious. Basically just does it.
Anyway, Shatner's in my head now out there. Like, I hope now that I've talked it out that I'll be more fully prepared to not be startled by the Shatner cutout, but it really freaked me out twice. Today was worse than Monday, which is weird because Monday happened.
Yeah.
But I really just, Like, I made a sound.
Clearly.
And then
that's evident.
And Sparkle, our cleaning lady, was nearby, but I was like, I hope she didn't hear that.
It's embarrassing.
She didn't ask, like, what, are you okay? She didn't, so I'm guessing maybe she didn't.
I don't know why that's here. But I love that it's here.
I do too, except that it may have taken, I don't want to go years, but it may be like a half a day off my life.
Okay. You know how old he is?
89.
94.
Okay. Still going strong.
I don't know what he's doing. He went to space.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
He looks
pretty good.
He looks, I'm going to just say he looks good, not even for 94.
Well, it's a cardboard cutout.
Well,
and then he's on a billboard, and these are not necessarily recent
images.
That's
right, but I feel like I've seen him recently enough to say, like, he don't look no 94 to me.
The picture of him on Wikipedia was taken in 2025, and I'm with you.
It's a good-looking man. He's taking good care of himself.
Right. Well,
I just wish he would stop. I just wish he would stop scaring me.
I'd love to see him lead the charge someday. Maybe that can happen. I don't know if he has any Bills ties. Tom is with us. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Bulldog, very, very funny with the Shatner stuff. I'm a big fan. And, I'll sit there, I'll crack open a beer, and then I'll look at my phone, and they're scary, actually. It says, here's the number for AA. It's like, really?
That's a tough one.
Anyways, I want to talk to you guys about, I've been talking to some of my people, and the thing with Harbaugh, one of my friends said to me that he's holding out, see what happens with the Bills and the Packers. I'm just like, no. I mean, I got 2 points here. One thing is the opener. It was 4th-and-2 they had. They could have put that game away, and he punted, right? He's a punter, just like Tomlin. Same thing. What's he going to do different than McDermott goes for all the time now? So that's what I want. And secondly, there's no way in hell the Bills are going to open a new stadium without Sean McDermott there.
I kind of feel that too. I do kind of feel that too. I think if this year had really unraveled to the point where they didn't make the playoffs, then maybe. But I have a very hard time seeing them make a move on him going into the new stadium. It's not my favorite point, but it, like, aesthetically, that's, I'm inclined to agree. I've thought the same thing, that there's no way that's happening now. And I'm inclined to agree on Harbaugh too. Like, I don't feel like that would be, I know he won a Super Bowl and McDermott hasn't, but I don't think it's a lateral move to me.
Did we talk about this walking out last night? I'm curious about his sex appeal, if you will, as a coaching candidate. Like, he's an institution.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, 18 years with one team.
Right.
And a lot of success. There's no picking at that. But 64 years old. Not 94, but 64 years old. And he's not, I don't think he's going to be seen as, come fix my quarterback, come
right,
open up my offense. I mean, Jackson did happen, that it went a little bit awry. I don't know. I think somebody could Love him. We didn't talk about this walking out the door last night. It's a big statement about your organization. It's a big get, Harbaugh. So I think there is that, but I'm not sure I would love it if I was like Tennessee or a team that, all right, well, he's going to bring Cam Ward along, who's 40 years younger than he is.
Tennessee more needs like this year's Ben Johnson.
Or Cohen, right? Somebody younger. And maybe I'm stereotyping a little.
Yeah, I think the Raiders might make sense. Not that they won't have a quarterback to bring along, but they need – I mean, they tried this with Pete Carroll. That's why it might be weird. But like the credibility and the authority of like – the Raiders is not a great idea because they just did this. That is what Pete Carroll was, right? But
yes,
I feel like if they want to try that again, I don't know. Like Harbaugh, there's a seal of approval that you get with a guy like that that the new hot fresh coordinator doesn't have. Doesn't mean it's a better idea, but if you're looking for someone to sort of stabilize the situation. I feel like that's a really good. He's culture. He is like McDermott in that way. I think he would just almost just by his presence be like, okay, I guess we're not fooling around anymore. This guy's our coach. I guess we better straighten up.
Credibility. That's right. But that might not be everybody's biggest need, you know, as an organization. Right. The Dolphins would be a team that could, you know, make that case.
Yep.
Think that they have that need. I think that could work. Thanks, Tom. We'll be back after a timeout. Sabres and Rangers tonight. Pregame coming up soon, 6 o'clock here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.